Hey, welcome to another episode of I Love You But You're Wrong with Lydia and Ryan. Today, we are talking about our interesting and fun stuff with babies.
Okay, yeah. So this is the episode where we're talking about like our baby
stuff
and planning, and this is one we would really love input on because we are first-time parents, and
Yes. We're
getting a lot of input from other people, which is great, but we could always use any input anyone has.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
So.
We're getting a lot of input, a lot of help.
From family and friends.
Mm-hmm. People have done it before, so that's good.
So, Ryan's going to start out with his weekly...
Oh, I'm going to start it out?
His weekly find.
Okie dokie. Well, my weekly find this week... is that something I'm very excited for. I know Lydia's not excited for it at all. Some of you might be excited for it, but probably not. But the new downloadable content for Destiny comes out tomorrow.
Can you explain what downloadable content is?
So downloadable
for the
content.
Non-video gamers?
Yeah, I can explain it. So downloadable content is, so you buy a game, $60, and then they continually make more content for the game as the game's life goes on. That way they have something to give their fans while they're building the next game.
So, like, for instance, if you bought a board game, it would be, like, more pieces or more new cards.
Or they would continue to build on the board.
Yeah.
Essentially. So, say you're playing, like, Candyland.
It expands the game.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you don't run out of things
to do. And which game is this?
Destiny, like I said earlier. Yeah. Sorry, it sounded like an asshole. So it's Destiny, the only game I play. And, the new one's coming out. It's called Black Armory. It's about building new weapons and things like that. It should be pretty interesting, but...
Do you play Destiny on your computer or on your PS4?
I play it on my PlayStation. I can play it on PC, but I don't.
What is the game you play on your PC?
The game I play on my PC? I used to play Overwatch on PC.
What do you sit at the computer and do?
That's on my PlayStation. I just have it hooked up to a monitor.
Okay, so...
Pro tip.
He has his PlayStation hooked up to the computer, so I thought he was playing on the computer, but
No. He's
playing on his PlayStation through his computer.
Through my monitor. Your monitor's not your computer.
Yeah,
the tower
but it
is
looks
the computer.
Like you're on your computer.
Well, yeah, it's just easier. But, I'm very excited for it.
And Ryan, are you going to get the... downloadable content?
I already bought it.
I know. Can you explain how
that works
for people?
Sorry.
I know you have it, but...
Anyway, so, they release... They're called annual passes. So, normally, Destiny lives on... This is the second Destiny game they've come out with. The first one lived on a 3-year life cycle. So, it'll release a new content update... after the first year. The first year will have the base game, and after the first year, they'll release this one was $70, so say $70, get another year. And then they give you continual, like, DLC is what they call it, downloadable content. And so, this year they have 3 more coming out. They had a really big one right at the beginning of the year, and then apparently they're saying next year for year 3 that they're going to release smaller stuff, but... We'll see if that happens or not.
And it's cheaper to buy the annual pass than to buy each downloadable content.
Usually, yes. But this one, you have to have the annual pass. You can't buy it separately. So
if you don't have the annual pass, you don't get this
stuff. You don't get it, yeah.
So it's special bonus stuff.
But you can still buy the annual pass, just buy annual pass by itself, but you get this and 3 other things. So, but I don't quite agree with that. I think it's kind of a money grab, but to not be able to sell it separately, you're going to exclude a lot of your player base, I think. But it's just how Bungie works.
And
it's
that
just
comes out tomorrow?
Comes out tomorrow. I'm very excited for it.
So if you heard our time management episode, you heard about how we do our on-your-own nights and our together nights. So tomorrow's an on-your-own night, so Ryan
Shocking.
Can play his... new Destiny game that he's
excited It's as long as it
for.
Doesn't have like a 3-hour download. But
so there's that.
Anyway, so that's the my exciting thing for the week coming up.
Yep.
But.
And my exciting thing I'm excited about
mm-hmm.
is that I am finished babysitting. So
officially.
Officially. Yeah.
All done.
I've been babysitting.
Break out the champagne.
and being a nanny, like, part-time, and then when I was a nanny full-time during the summers, literally since I was 13, so, yeah. like, 11 years of my life watching other people's kids, which is great, and I love it, and I love kids, and I still watch people's kids while I teach every day, but just, it was way too much, because I had, like, 8 families that I would regularly babysit for monthly, and 2 that I babysit for weekly.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just, like, a lot of trying to have a schedule where I had stuff for teaching that I have to do and planning, and then stuff for my parents' restaurant that I do, and then also trying to babysit at all these different houses, and Ryan and I, like, never had time together, and we couldn't really do stuff around the house because right. I was always out babysitting. So,
and you know I'm not going to do anything. I have no decorative sense at all.
So our house looks like we still basically just moved in. So before the baby comes, we won't have like any time to do any of that kind of stuff. On October 1st, I told all my families that I would be finished December babysitting.
Right.
And so I finished yesterday with an 8.5-hour day.
That's a good way to end it, right? Babysitting,
but it was good. And I mean, I love all the kids that I babysat for, and I'm still going to see most of them. Most of them I've babysat for over like 3 years.
Right.
So like I kind of grew up with the kids. So like, yes, I'll miss them, but I'll also still see them and keep in touch with their families. Probably won't miss going and taking care of other people's kids when we have our own kid that I want to take care of. So.
Oh, you're going to want to take care of it?
Yes, I will.
Oh.
So, I'm excited about that. Have a little bit more free time in my schedule to do things that I want to do now. So
yeah.
That's good.
That's exciting, right?
Yeah.
You can build a hobby.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can find a hobby. That's fun.
So, that's good. Yes, that will probably mean we have to save a bit more money in other places and have me try to get money in other places, but I think it's a smarter decision than,
I'm not worried.
You know, making
definitely.
$10 an hour and
yeah.
waking up at 4:20 to be at their house at 5. You know, it was just hectic. It was, and I
very
like,
busy schedule.
I'm so tired all the time now. Like literally yesterday, I was like exhausted and had a headache and like my body hurt just because it was such a long day. Like, so
yeah, that's a long day, man. Well,
I was like, I could do long days before I got pregnant, but now my body's just like,
nope.
What are you doing?
Yeah, nope. But I mean, it's good, right? I mean, the big thing for me was you didn't know you could plan your weeks out only a week or two ahead.
Yeah,
you know,
because people would be like, oh, are you free this day? And I would be the kind of person that if I ever had free like an opening, like I'd say yes, because I would feel bad telling them no if I wasn't busy.
Right.
So, like, even if I had planned to do something for myself that day, or Ryan and I had planned to do something that day, I'd be like, so, actually, they asked me to babysit, and I'm going to go babysit, because I don't want to turn down money, and I don't want to let them down, because they're relying on me. That's why I gave all my families 2 months' notice, still babysat for those 2 months, so that they could find a sitter to replace my services. So, I feel like giving 2 months' notice was definitely
a necessity
for families that rely on having a babysitter. So
that's a good move. I mean,
they
say give 2 weeks, but I mean 2 months is definitely,
I feel like it's different when you have a babysitter.
In that situation, it's definitely a good move.
Yeah, and like all my families were super cool about it.
Yeah.
Very like completely understood the decision, very thankful, so it was good.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
that's
your
my
exciting thing. That's a very
exciting thing.
Yeah.
So now into the real topic of this podcast.
Roll right into it, baby.
Yeah, is our baby.
Yeah, it's the baby.
So we figured we'd like start at the beginning, and
then we'll go
not the beginning.
You know, we met one day.
Yeah.
On Tinder.
Like when we found out and everything and all that, and then go into more of like the stuff now and like upcoming stuff. So.
Right.
Do you want to start?
I can start, yeah.
Okay.
So basically, it kind of all happened at once. We got engaged.
We got engaged. So, okay.
Yeah, let's back up a little
bit. So, like, one of the families I babysit for, I've been babysitting for, like, 3 years. And they have a dog that I also dog sit for.
Right.
And they also have a house in Florida. So, most of the summer, they're in Florida. But they were going on a cruise.
Right.
But they were at their house in Florida. and their dog was there. So they needed someone to watch their dog. So they asked if...
This is very generous.
If they would fly, very generous. They asked if they could fly Ryan and I to Florida to stay at their beach house to watch their dog. And, like, yes.
Yeah.
That's, like, a free vacation. That's super nice of them. And...
Of course.
It was awesome. So...
Very nice of them.
So we got engaged right before we left.
Pretty much, yeah.
We talked about that on the wedding planning
one. Yeah, I think we had mentioned it.
So if you go back to the wedding planning episode and you'll hear about more about the engagement.
Just to summarize it a little bit.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it is kind of funny. Lydia told me that she wanted to be engaged. That's how we went down to Florida pretty much.
Because I didn't want to do it there. Because, like, it wasn't our trip. I feel like that would be weird because, like, they, like, paid for our trip. Like, that would be, like,
though? I mean,
us using their...
Anyway, it's in the past. I don't understand it. But anyway, so we did it, like, the night before. And then, was it that night or
no,
when we got down there?
So it was that day. I worked a half day mm-hmm. at the restaurant or babysitting.
I think it might have been the restaurant.
We both worked a half day.
Yeah, I think it was the restaurant. Anyway, so you worked half day, wherever you were.
Yeah, I don't know. We both worked a half day, and then we went to the airport.
Right.
We met at your... What?
I honestly don't remember. Either way, we made it to the airport. You were telling me...
Yeah, that I felt really sick.
Yeah, you felt really sick. And I was like, oh, well, I didn't really think much of it.
And, like, I was like, okay, it's probably because I'm about to get on a plane. Because I get motion sick, so I was, like, nervous for the plane. So I was like, okay, maybe that's, like, what it is. But I felt really sick.
Yeah, you also got very nervous out of the plane. I think that had something to do with it, too.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we get on the plane. She's telling me she doesn't feel well. We get down there.
The only thing that I could eat was sour candy. Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, that's great. No wonder our kid's addicted to candy now. But he moves around. The only time he moves around is when you eat sweet things.
Well, he moves when I drink, like, juice or eat ice.
That has lots of sugar in it. Anyway.
He moved after dinner, and there wasn't a lot of... There was, like, salad dressing has sugar. But, like, chicken doesn't.
That was very vinegary. I don't think it had sugar.
Yeah, so...
Anyway, we're getting off topic. Anyway, so we get on the plane, we go down there, and she keeps on telling me, I really don't feel well. And we kind of get to the point where, was it you telling me or I said it, and I was like, we were like, maybe you're pregnant.
So I was texting one of my friends, and she said I should take a
test.
That's
right, because, yeah. Because
she was going to take a test, because she thought she was, but she wasn't.
She who will remain anonymous.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she was worried, and I think that kind of put the bug in your ear, and you were like, man, maybe I am.
But I wasn't worried.
Well, you were worried, but you might thought that it had been
yeah, but then I was excited that we could be.
Yeah.
And then we took the test.
And I was freaking out.
So, wait, didn't you go into the grocery store? And, like, so we were in Florida. We didn't know the stores or anything. So we went into this random store, and, like, I couldn't find them or something.
No, I found them.
Oh.
No, I just was waiting for the lady that was in the aisle with us, because you were with me.
No.
And you were
the
very embarrassed.
The first time you tried to go into one store.
Oh, that was CVS.
Yeah, so there's CVS
there. It was super weird.
There.
The CVS didn't have them. Remember? It was really weird.
So weird.
So anti-CVS.
And, like, so Ryan went in by himself to go get it. And then, like, he couldn't find it. So then I was like, okay, I'll go in. Like,
no,
whatever.
That's not how it happened.
What?
No. So I went to CVS, couldn't find it. You were with me at CVS.
I didn't
go in. Yes, you did. You were, like, down the aisles in the other side of the store because you were embarrassed. And then I couldn't find it.
Because I was nervous that, like, I don't know.
What were you? We were in a totally different state. We were 5 states away. Like, all these people are going to follow us home and be like, hey, I saw you at the CVS getting
okay,
pregnancy test.
I still
test.
Get nervous to, like, buy tampons. That's a
that's strange. That's a whole nother, that's like a conversation we need to have. That's weird.
Well, I don't need them.
So. Yeah, I guess not right now. Anyway, so I can't find them at CVS. Meanwhile, she's halfway across the store and I'm, like, looking around. And so you, like, come back and you're like, what's taking you so long? And I'm like, I can't find them. So we search, we can't
and
find
CVS. And I
was
like, okay, I guess he's right. They're really not here.
For once,
I was
right.
Like, yeah, first I was just like, oh my gosh, you just can't find them.
Yeah, except guy eyes.
So then I was like, okay, I'll look. And then literally neither of us could find them. So then we went to the Safeway.
Well, so, no, it was a Publix. And the Publix was...
Publix.
Yeah, Publix was... If you haven't been to Publix, you haven't been to Florida and gone to Publix, it is awesome.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No.
They sell beer. I mean, I guess everywhere sells beer.
It's awesome because it had beer, which to me is not an awesome...
They had sushi too. Wegmans doesn't sell beer and sushi.
So, do I like beer?
I don't know. I'm just saying I like
beer. Do I like sushi?
I don't know. I'm just saying I like sushi.
Okay.
Anyway, so it was awesome to me. Apparently not to Lydia. So, we go in there. And Lydia's with me this time. Because I guess you didn't trust me to find them. So, or you need to get something, too.
I was already out of the car. Because we were in safe
place. I know. But, anyway, so you were, like, actually with me this time. You weren't across the store. And so, we walk into the pregnancy aisle, like, aisle.
The pregnancy aisle?
I guess it's technically the pregnancy aisle.
No, it's the baby aisle.
Whatever. Same difference. Anyway, so we walk in there, and there's this lady standing there. And
she was on the phone.
Yeah, it was really awkward. And
she was just staring at the test, and she didn't get one. And she was old. She definitely wasn't pregnant. It was weird.
She was getting one for somebody, and she was just staring at him. And we're just standing there because Lydia's embarrassed, and I'm like, move, lady. Will you just get out of the way? Meanwhile, this takes, like, 15 minutes. This lady's just staring at these pregnancy tests, and I'm like, what are you doing? Just leave. And so...
Well, she started to walk away, and then she, like, came back.
Then she started walking away, and then she walked back to the Pampers that were literally right next to him.
Yeah, so we were like, whatever.
So, whatever. Okay. So, I just grabbed one.
We're dragging this out too much. Okay, so we got the test. We went back to the house.
Yeah.
And then I wasn't.
Yeah, it was negative.
So, then false I was negative. Like...
So, we were like, I guess you just feel like crap.
Yeah, because I also felt, like, really fat, which doesn't happen, I guess, like, right away when you get pregnant. But, like, I don't know. Your hormones are all out of whack. And I felt... huge. And I was like, I'm not even pregnant. Why am I so huge? It was a bad night.
Yeah, that was a bad night.
It was a bad night.
So anyway, so Tate comes up negative. We spend the rest of the time. That was an interesting trip, to say the least, with a dog trainer. That was interesting.
Yeah, well,
that's a whole nother conversation for another one.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But, and like, so we definitely, like, believed the test. We, like, thought,
nothing was up.
So, like, I went in a hot tub. I ate, like, tuna steak sandwich. Oh, yeah. Like, all this stuff you're not supposed to do. We did it. So.
That's okay. Anyway, so they get back. We, you didn't sleep at all. You barely slept that trip. We get back home. You still won't sleep. You still feel like shit. And so...
And I started feeling worse and worse and worse. Yeah. And, like, when we got
back... Like, to the point where I was starting to get worried about you.
Yeah, we got back on, like, a Sunday. And then I started dog sitting for my friend Kylie's parents. Mm-hmm. They have a dog, Ricky Bobby. He's so cute.
I think we've talked about Ricky before.
I don't know if we have. But...
Anyway.
Yeah, because I was...
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
We've talked about Ricky because I was dog sitting when we recorded one of these.
Yeah.
But, so I was babysitting, for Ricky. And I was leaving that Friday to go dog sit. And Ryan had already left for work. And I, like, literally, I don't know what made me, like, take a test. But I was like...
I really don't remember what that made you take a test because I was at work.
I don't know. So... I just, like, felt like I needed to. So
yes, you felt like you needed to take multiple, apparently.
So I took one, and then it was positive, and then I waited like 5 minutes, and I took another, and it was positive. So then I took a picture, and I sent it to Ryan.
No, that's not what happened. I was at work, and you just sent me a very vague, cryptic text that just says, please don't be mad at me. And
I'm like, say that, did I?
Yes, you did. And I was like, oh, Jesus
Christ. Oh, because I took one without you?
No, because... Because you didn't want, I guess because you didn't want to text it to me? I don't remember.
Because I didn't want to tell him over text, but like I was going to go dog sit for a weekend and wasn't going to see him.
And you
I,
were
like,
freaking out.
Couldn't keep the information for a whole weekend. So like.
Anyway, so.
I was like.
He's like.
I know
like,
this is a lame way to tell you.
And I'm like, oh, it takes you like minutes. And I'm like, okay, don't worry about it. Just tell me. And you just send me a picture of two pregnancy tests. And I'm like, oh my God. And I thought my face just would flush. And I was like, I'm at work right now.
Okay, but like, sorry.
This is terrifying. Meanwhile, I had a meltdown before. Just when we were in Florida.
Yeah, so I don't know why. Like, Ryan was super nervous when we found out.
Come on. I mean, you know I was nervous.
Yeah, which I wasn't. So, like, it was hard to relate to,
I forgot about money anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it was hard to relate to. But I guess a lot of guys are, like, nervous when they hear about it. Yeah. I guess a lot of girls are too. I don't know.
I was like, I'm going to leave. So, I mean, I'm sorry. You can deal with this on your own. That's what I told you. It was crazy. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, anyway, so she comes up positive and you were at Kylie's house when you made an appointment to go to.
Yeah, because then I still didn't really trust the two, and then I got another one, a third. I took a third the next day while I was at her house.
You texted me again the next day, and you're like, should I take a third one? I think I should take a third one. I said, no, you shouldn't take a third one. You're fine. You're like, oh, I could have been dehydrated. It could have been all these things. I said, you already took two. That's overkill.
Yeah, so,
I tell her not to. She goes out and gets another one, takes another one.
So I took another one, and so I was. So then I was like,
yeah.
So I already had an appointment to see a new gynecologist. Sorry if, like, people are listening and don't want to hear about that, but...
it comes with a baby. I think you're fine.
So I already had an appointment to go see a gynecologist because it was a new one. And then I was had to, like, call them and be like, oh, by the way, can I make my appointment earlier because I'm pregnant? And they were like, yeah.
Is that how you said it, too?
No.
Can I make it earlier because I'm pregnant? Question mark?
Oh, my gosh. We should link... We're going to put in the show notes a link to this YouTube video.
What YouTube video?
The pregnant one.
The pregnant one? The one you cried about?
No. What?
I was thinking of the proposal that you cried about. What are you talking about?
No, the one where it's all the questions about being pregnant.
Oh my god, that is so funny. It's just this compilation of just Reddit posts of like people spelling pregnant wrong.
No, and, you have to see
am
it.
Am I perjuring
it? It doesn't sound funny when you explain
it. It's so funny.
We'll put a link to it.
Please
it's super funny.
Oh, I
forgot
about that.
Yeah. So I got off track. I made an appointment. And so anyways, whatever. So my friend Kylie came with me to the first appointment because Ryan had work.
Yep.
And it was like...
Get off work.
It wasn't like... We like knew we weren't going to have like an ultrasound at the first appointment. The first appointment's kind of like just like... Nah. So
yeah, it is what it
Kylie
is.
Came with me. So that was fun. Kind of, I guess.
yeah, I mean, it wasn't very exciting, I'm sure.
So, and Ryan was freaking out, so he told his older sister.
Well, yes, I was freaking out. So it was one of those things where, if you know me, you know I want to know what to do in any situation. Like,
what did you say? You said, hey, so if we have, we were wondering if we could come over and you could tell us what to do or something.
Yeah, basically.
And I was
that,
just like,
because,
and then he does that without asking me about it. And then he comes up to me and he goes, so I texted my sister and she says we can come over and she's going to tell us stuff. I was like,
yeah,
what
stuff?
What is she going to tell us? Like, I don't understand what just happened.
Right. But, yeah, so I texted Tiffany and I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. And, I'm freaking out. I freak out over little things all the time. And so she, like, says, oh, yeah, we'll help you out. We never did that. We're kind of just going with it at this point. She's helping us out throughout the line. A lot, actually. And we appreciate it. But, so after that, you got your doctor's test and that all went. And I told my sister.
And then, and like, I told so, my close friends.
Yeah, so then.
But we wanted to wait until, like, our next appointment to
which
tell
is 12 weeks, right?
Our parents. No.
Was it 12 weeks?
8 weeks, the sonogram.
Oh, that's right. We did get the sonogram 8 weeks.
Yeah, we told our parents before we told, like, public, obviously.
Yeah.
But, so we got our sonogram at 8 weeks.
Yep.
And could see the baby, you could hear the heartbeat.
Yep.
But I was, like, still, like, not convinced.
Yeah,
like,
I was
still nervous, because, like, you could have a miscarriage in the first
trimester. You could have a miscarriage throughout the whole pregnancy.
Yeah, but it's more common the first trimester. But the doctor was like, okay, now
you heard
the heartbeat.
There's
only, like, a 2% chance.
Yeah, he said 1-2% chance.
And
you're
I'm just like, we're not telling anyone. But, so we told Ryan's parents, and then the next day we went to my parents and we told my parents.
No, we told your parents first, remember?
No.
Or was it mine? You sure?
We told yours first.
Oh, I thought we told yours first. Anyway, so we just kind of just told my parents because it's my parents' third grandchild, and they just kind of looked at each other and just laughed. And so it was kind of funny.
Could tell they were like excited.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, you could definitely tell they were excited, but they just kind of just looked at each other and laughed. It was funny. But
I
figured they were
more
just
excited now because it's a boy too. Because they already have two girls.
I think
they'd be excited either way, but like.
Yeah, it's exciting. Yeah, they're excited now that it's full swing.
Yeah.
I guess. But, so, then we went and told your parents. We gave them a little baby thing.
And yeah, like a onesie that was in a bag, and my parents were, like, super confused.
Yes,
and,
they did not understand what was
excited.
Going on.
Excited. My dad was, like, speechless, so...
Yeah, he had no idea.
He was very excited. He wanted us to have, like, grandkids, so...
Well, yeah. I mean,
But, like, he wanted us, like,
right
2
now,
years ago to
I
have
know.
Them,
I know.
So... So...
You've been dating for a week. Here, have grandkids.
So, everyone was excited for us, all that. And then, like, 12 weeks was coming up, but, like, which is when we wanted to announce it, but I still hadn't told my work because I was at a new job, and I was, like, nervous that they were going to be, like, wow, you're going to miss the end of the school year, like, all this stuff. I was, like, nervous because it was a new job, and I wasn't sure how they were going to take it.
You had only been working there for,
like,
a month.
A month. I had been working there a month.
If that.
And I'm, like, the lead teacher, so, like, we have to get a long-term sub and all of this. For April. So, literally, I'm only going to miss, like, the last month of school, which, like, yeah, that sucks. But, like, at least it's not, like, where it's in the middle of the year and I'd have to miss 3 months for, like, maternity leave if I took 3 months. But,
right.
So then I have the whole summer and I'm, like, perfectly fine to come back in the fall. So my boss was super understanding. And then I told all the other, like, teachers and they were super understanding and, like, excited and all of that. So then we were like, okay, like, we can tell. So,
I mean, I'm just now telling people at work, pretty much.
I mean,
I didn't tell anybody, but I told Don.
Some of the parents of my kids don't know yet because my director wants to send an email, so I just have to wait for that. But so then my friend Britt made a sign that
which
said,
was a very nice sign. It's a good sign.
Yeah, it said "Big Sister like established 2019," and we put it in front of Maggie, and
took
we took
a picture.
That's
our picture, right?
Did Britt take the picture or did Steph take it?
Steph took it.
Yes, my friend Steph came over and took the picture.
Yep.
I think it's the picture for our podcast.
Yep,
or
that's
like
what
one
I was
of
saying.
Them. Oh.
It's a picture for our Instagram.
Yeah, or it's on our blog. If you haven't checked out our blog, you
check
should
check it out.
It.
Yeah, Lydia writes most all of them, I guess.
There's
and
only been like 2 or 3 posts.
Yeah, but they're,
make another
they're,
one, but
they're very well written. I think you guys all enjoy them. Just check it out. But anyway, moving on.
So then we posted the picture and like everyone was super excited. Mm-hmm. Everyone was commenting and liking. So that's good that like
meanwhile
happy
you feel like
excited.
Crap again.
Yeah, I still felt awful. But
yeah.
Oh, like I don't know.
Like super awful.
Yeah, like I was super sick, couldn't like eat anything.
Yep.
Like I got a fever twice, which I think I got sick from like my kids at school, but like
I'm sure
putting
that
on top of not eating and also being exhausted, like I was pretty much miserable from like week like 6 or 7 when I first went with Kylie to the gynecologist.
Super unlucky.
To like week like 14, 15. So I was sick for like 2 months, a little over 2 months. So it was bad.
Yeah.
It was kind of miserable.
It was brutal. It was miserable for both of us.
I was just trying to like think about like the end goal, you know, like
it'll
be worth it. So there was that. That's when we started, like, planning, really, around, like, 12 weeks, because when we announced it, then it felt, like, real, more real, I guess, because,
mm-hmm.
like, we didn't want to, like, get too excited or plan until, like, the 12-week mark. At least I didn't.
Right. I mean, yeah, that makes sense.
So then, do you want to talk about the registry?
Yeah, so we started looking and trying to figure out where we wanted to do our registry and things like that. You did more research than I did. But we found an app called BabyList that can, like, it made all of the took, like, Target and Amazon, and you can pull it from anywhere and put it on this app. So we started using that. We ended up going just with Target.
Yeah.
Because everything was coming from Target anyway, and
oh,
it was cheaper.
And because your sister said
you get a percentage.
You get, like, a discount.
Right.
For stuff on your registry within, like, a certain time period.
Right.
Which at BabyList, like, I think the discount was less or something.
Yeah, so we ended up just using Target, and we have just recently kind of finished it. I mean, kind of.
Yeah, and, like, your mom looked it over to make sure we weren't, like, missing
stuff.
So
did Tiffany, yeah.
And, like, his sister already has 2 kids, and she's, like, giving us a bunch of hand-me-downs, which is
great.
Yeah,
which is huge. So her, my youngest niece.
No, she's letting us borrow them.
Yes. Yeah. My youngest niece will be just growing out of her stuff when our
baby's
born.
She'll be 11 months old
when
our baby is born.
So, basically, she's going to let us borrow the newborn stuff.
Yeah, so
like
which
toys
is great.
And, like, all kinds of stuff. It's going to be sweet. She's
really
helping us out there. So, then...
And, like, we started, like, thinking about, like, okay, like, when Lydia goes back to work, like, who's going to watch the baby and all that. So, like, your mom's going to watch the baby, sister's going to watch the baby, my parents are going to watch the baby. Like, everyone wants to watch the baby, which is great, because then we don't have to, like...
I feel like that's natural.
Yeah, but we don't have to worry about, like... No, a lot of people have to, like, worry about, like, their kids in daycare and, like, getting a nanny. And, like, who's going to watch their kid. Like, we trust everyone that's watching the kid, so that's good.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So my mom has experience. She watches both of my nieces now.
But everyone has experience because they're also parents. Well,
I guess that's true. I mean, just with babysitting like that or daycare type deal.
Yeah.
So yeah, it worked out. We were not even going to have to pay for daycare or anything like that. That'd be sweet.
Not formally pay a center. Yeah.
That's what I mean. I mean, we're not going to pay like the fee. Like it's normally a huge fee to pay daycare.
Yeah, but we're still going to.
Yeah, no, I know. we're going to pay my parents and pay your parents. So it'll be a little easier on us. That'll be nice.
Yeah.
So
then we've still been planning on all that.
Yeah, it's been busy. Very busy.
Then at week 19, which was like right before Thanksgiving, we had our sonogram to figure out the gender, which we talked about on one of our episodes, that it was a boy.
Yep.
So that was big exciting. Old baby boy. And then we had our like follow-up appointment with the doctor, which my friend Britt also came to, because she's in school to be, like, I always...
Is it a nurse practitioner?
I think so, but she has so many, like, letters behind her name. Or she's very successful. Will when she graduates, which she is in the spring. She's super smart, and she's going to be a doctor, but, like, with kids. So, like,
pediatric doctor?
Yeah.
They have a name.
So she, like, wanted to come and, like, see everything. So that was fun, but the doctor said, like, we needed more pictures because he couldn't, like, see all this stuff, which the sonographer, what do you call them?
The tech.
The sonogram tech.
The sonographer. Jeez. That made them very, very popular, very important.
Sound very important. So the sonogram technician said we'd probably need more pictures because she couldn't get, like, all the pictures she needed.
Yeah, the baby's sitting really low.
Yeah.
He gets really comfortable down there and puts his head down all in there and stuff.
Yeah. So.
Super weird.
So we made an appointment to go and get more pictures. And then also on Black Friday, we ordered. Ryan's laughing at me because I'm really itchy. We ordered a crib and a stroller because. So Ryan didn't tell me this.
Yeah. I am terrible at remembering things. I have the memory of a goldfish easily. And so my mom had told me. Constantly, like two or three times, don't buy anything big. You don't need to buy anything big because people will buy this stuff.
That she said that
no, I didn't because I had forgotten. In the 5-minute drive from there to here, I had forgotten both times. So that's exciting. And so, So I forgot to tell you not to buy anything big. So naturally, we see a sweet deal.
So I'm like, oh my gosh, the stroller that we really, really want is $100 off. Like, we should get it.
Yeah.
And Ryan's like, and the crib okay.
was with it. I was like, all right, sweet, whatever. And so...
Because I was like, people probably won't get us the really, really big stuff. And, like, we should at least invest, like, a little bit into, like, our own kid. So, like, hopefully they'll get the other stuff off the registry and we'll get, like, these two big things.
We should invest in our own kid.
Well, so, like, that was where my mindset was. Like, oh, we'll get, like, these two big things. Then everyone else can, like, help with, like, the other stuff, which would be, like, super great. And, like, Ryan's like, yeah, yeah, do it. And I'm like, okay.
I don't think I've ever been that excited in my life for anything.
So I was like, okay, so we did it. And then turns out we shouldn't have, but, like.
No, I got in big trouble for that one. Yeah.
Well, we already did it. We already put it together.
Yep. Put both, so, we got a stroller and the crib. Put them both together.
Yeah. Which, I think there's pictures of the crib, not of the stroller.
Nah.
It's kind of hard to, like, show a picture of a stroller when it's empty.
But anyway, that's not the point. So, yeah, we put that all together. I got in big trouble. And so we learned that, let's not do that. So we're not going to buy anything else. Yeah. And so...
So then we had our 21-week sonogram.
Right.
And they confirmed it was a boy.
Yes.
What were the doctor's words?
What?
About the boy.
What, that he's very well endowed?
Yeah.
We're telling everyone that because I'm so... happy for him.
Yeah, they said if we were thinking about getting him circumcised, it wouldn't be a problem because he was so big.
I don't know.
So they said he was like a pound now, like a pound.
And yeah, he's about a pound now.
He's measuring like a week ahead, like 22 weeks. Yeah. But when we got the sonogram, it was only like 21 weeks. They said so, he had a really big head.
So he says, yeah, these numbers here are telling you what percentile they're in. And head, that's right around 80%, 80th percentile. He looks at Lydia, he goes, and then he looks at me, he goes, ah, I see where I got the big head from.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, thanks, dude. Take that one.
So that was a little funny.
And so, yeah, that was funny. But he was a really nice guy. He also told us that they had seen before, and the reason we had to go back for our sonogram was because they had seen something with his feet. And they were a little worried that he could have club foot. And we had never heard of club foot before. And our doctor kind of told us nonchalantly, because yeah, that's like just how he is.
Our doctor said it and then was like, oh, let me go get your papers, and walks out of the room. And then we're both like, what is that? I don't know what that is.
Then he goes back and goes, all right, you guys got any questions? All right, see ya.
Well, when he said, okay, so this... Like, I hope this doesn't come off the wrong way, but when he said club foot, I thought he meant, like, a stub. Like, there was no foot. Like, a club.
I did not think that at
so
all.
So, in my head, I'm like, oh my gosh, our baby has no feet. Like,
so I was terrible. Like, that's so insensitive.
No, man. I know. Okay. So, I was, like, nervous, but, like, Ryan and Britt, like, weren't freaking out. And I was like, okay, like, maybe it's not a big deal.
Well, I had no idea what it was, so I was just...
So, like, we looked it up, and we were like, oh, like, okay, like, if
it'll
that's
take a
the only...
weeks.
Like, if that's the only... If that's the only problem, then, like, we can handle it. It'll be fine. Like, let's hope that's the only problem. But obviously, like, we were still super nervous. And then we had to wait, like, a whole
week
and a half.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, the holidays. And, like, our appointment was, like, the following Friday.
And the guy said, well, we can either send you to the regular one, again, like the one you already had, or we can send you high risk and just skip it.
So we went to high risk. We went to Sinai, which has a really good, like, doctors, good team and everything.
Yep.
So when we went to Sinai, they did confirm that both of the feet are club feet. And we can talk more about that in another one, because, like, we don't want to drag this whole thing out.
It's okay.
But we're already at 37 minutes.
That's okay.
So it's already a long episode.
I listened to a 4-hour podcast today, so...
So, basically, it's where, like, the feet are curved in.
Right.
And the tendons are too short. So, what they do, like, once the baby's born, we have an appointment with a pediatric orthopedic who's going to explain, like, the timeline and the action plan and everything.
Right. That's happening early next year.
Yeah. But, basically, like, from what we've looked up online, it's called, like, the Ponzetti method. And they put a cast on his feet, to kind of reposition them,
so,
and you change
move
the cast
a
once
bit,
a week. It depends
put
on the severity, like how many casts that the baby will need, but most of them it's around like 5 to 6. And then after the last cast, when the feet are like in the right position, they'll snip the tendons, the Achilles tendons on both feet, and then give them a permanent cast for like 3 weeks. Then once that comes off, they make sure everything's great. And they get put in what's called,
so
like...
So do we, like, put, a plastic bag over his
No,
legs?
You have to do a sponge bath.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's not terrible.
So, then you have to keep the cast on for 3 weeks. Then when they take those off, they make sure everything's great. And then they do... It's called, like, boots and bar. So there's, like, these two little booties.
It is what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's, like, these two little booties that their feet go in. And then a bar that's horizontal connecting their 2 feet together.
So it pushes them. Keeping
them positioned. And they basically wear that like 23/7. So all day, every day, except during like bath time and like a couple minutes here and there to cuddle or something.
Right.
But, then
I think it's going to build character.
Like as time goes on, so that's around like the 3-4 month mark, or as time goes on, then there's like more time out of the boots and bars and less time in it. So like, there's like 2 hours out and then 22 in, and then like 3 hours out and like 21 in, and like then eventually
it
works up to they're just in it for naps, and then eventually they have to wear it during the night to sleep until they're around at least 4 years old.
Yeah.
But most people with club feet,
well, we're hoping it's not that bad.
Yeah, but most people with club feet, you can't even tell when they're an adult. Like Mia Hamm had it.
Now, we should say that we got this off of Wikipedia. We don't know if this is true or
Wikipedia.
Not.
Wikipedia.
Where'd you get it from?
You thought I was reading a Wikipedia article?
I did think you were reading Wikipedia articles. Where'd you get it from?
It's like a document published by like a doctor team in Canada That's like 32 pages long. It's a medical publication. It's a medical publication that's anyway, like 32 so pages said, long, all about like Clubfoot and all of that.
So they said, actually pretty famous people, Mia Hamm.
Yeah, Christy Yamaguchi.
Christina Yamaguchi.
Yeah, Christina Yamaguchi. the figure skater. Like, a bunch of people. There was like a
Leroy, some
Pro Bowl player. Like
Pro Bowl. He won the Super Bowl with the Green Bay Packers. He won the first Super Bowl.
Yeah, but he was in the Pro Bowl like four times or something.
He couldn't have been. The Pro Bowl wasn't around back
then. That's what it said. I don't know.
Anyway, so yeah, pretty. I mean, it's
so it will be a little bit harder.
You won't even know. He won't even know any better.
Can't wear pants or like footy pajamas.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know,
I don't think it's going to be as bad as we think it will be. It'll be a little bit of a hindrance, but after a little bit, it'll just be like second nature.
Yeah, it's just going to be a little bit more challenging with like the weekly appointments. And I mean, it's definitely going to be uncomfortable for him when they're moving his feet and like the tendons and all of that. But
he won't remember.
Like when he's older, we don't expect there to be issues.
He'll be a Pro Bowl kicker anyway. So
definitely a little bump in the road, but not...
really a severe one. I mean, it could have been a lot worse. But we are going to document our experience through it and like all that stuff.
So upcoming,
when he is born,
yeah.
That way, it I don't feel like it's a common and it's
very, one in every 1,000 babies.
Yeah, well, and it's one in every 3 boys.
No,
one
out
in every
of
4
those
boys?
1,000, most are boys.
Oh, okay. I must have misread that.
One in every 4 boys. Ryan, you would have seen a lot more people.
Oh, I guess that's true.
25% of the male population. No.
Anyway. Sorry.
So
fake news.
Yeah, so
a lot
upcoming,
of fake news.
Like, the doctor we saw was, like, super thorough, and he just wants to be super sure that everything else is fine. They said that all the other organs looked fine. They think it's just isolated.
It was actually really cool. You could see, like, his heart moving, and you could see all the chambers of his heart. It was so cool.
So, upcoming, we have an echocardiogram, which is, like, an hour and a half long sonogram of just the baby's heart.
Yep.
They go through
everything of the baby's
heart.
That's
in, like, a week and a half. And then we also have, like, just the regular growth sonogram at 28 weeks. And then the appointment with the pediatric orthopedic. So that's all upcoming, like, doctor-wise.
It'll be finish line by the time the 28th week comes around. That'll be finish line once the 28th week comes around. You're going to be a balloon.
So doctor-wise, that's all the upcoming stuff. But, like, non-doctor-wise, what do we have upcoming?
So, so Friday, we're going to see that concert, right?
No, this.
What? The baby shower?
Yeah, we wrote... So we wrote notes about
I'm terrible at following notes.
Yeah, so we wrote notes about what to say about upcoming things. And I said the doctor things. So, Ryan, you say the non-doctor things.
Oh, the non-doctor things. So, sorry, I was on the wrong page. So, basically, we got a baby shower coming up, too. And,
then
we got, sorry, I thought I said geeking. I didn't write this, so... I don't know.
Do you want me to say it?
No. So Lynn is not babysitting anymore. So basically she's going to have time to, we can get the house together. We can actually get it ready for the baby.
Get the house
and that's
ready.
That's exciting.
So that's important.
Yeah, we can save some money.
Yeah, we need to be saving money.
Yes, that's very important. So. Yeah. But, so that's basically all, really.
So, upcoming this week.
Yeah, upcoming this week. Yeah. We've got a concert on Friday we're going to.
We're
going
to see Cody Jinx. We'll put a link to like his YouTube,
excited.
I guess, in the show notes, because or I'll probably write about it in the blog post.
So in the future, when you find out that we've become divorced and Lydia has gone and met someone, it's probably going to be Cody Jinx because she's upset. Either that or Eric Church because you're obsessed with those two people.
Okay, so Cody Jinx, he's not on the radio because the radio doesn't play good music. But
shocking!
I mean, they'll probably play him in like 2 years and say he's new. He's not new.
Yeah, he's like 37.
I get super annoyed when like the radio is like trying to say that artists are new or this song is new when like it's been around for so long, just no one has acknowledged how good it is. So Cody Jinx is very good, and we're super excited to go see him Friday.
I don't think that's quite how it works, but
I'm excited to see him Friday.
I'm excited as well. It should be good.
Like his the best song he sings, like I don't know, like that people might know. It's called Loud and Heavy.
Yeah.
It's very good if you want to look them up, but we'll put a link.
Yeah, we'll link it for you guys. Check them out.
Saturday.
It's good stuff. Yep. And Saturday, We have a Christmas party.
Whose Christmas party?
My sister's. My other sister.
So his sister ugly Ashley sweater. That lives in Baltimore. We gotta get ugly sweaters,
don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We haven't even thought about that. So, yeah, we gotta get ugly sweaters for ugly sweater party. Yeah. I'm not wearing the same one. We could just wear swap. We'll just swap. You wear mine from last year, I'll wear yours from last year. There we go.
I don't think I have mine from last year.
Yeah, you do. It's in a box somewhere. Anyway. So, yeah, we got that coming up. That should be very exciting.
Mine won't fit you.
That was
it was
legit.
Like an off the shoulder. Oh.
Way over your head.
Well, yours would fit me.
Anyway, so.
So we have that on Saturday night.
Yeah,
that which should be fun.
Yeah.
We have to bring something to eat. We haven't.
Yeah, we do, don't we? Yeah,
we'll figure it out.
We are so behind on any of this party stuff. But it should be fun. That's down in the city. She lives down in the city, so.
And then Sunday.
Sunday.
Our Christmas trees. So we are going with. Me, Ryan, his mom, his dad, his sister Tiff, her husband, and their two kids, his sister Ashley, her boyfriend, my two parents, so 12 people, and we're getting 5 trees, live trees, cutting them down ourselves at a farm.
We're going to kill a tree.
So wish us luck, because it's going to be very hectic, because it's a lot of people.
I'm going to wear my camo, like, I'm going to paint up.
Long as the weather's like good, but I don't know. Anytime we go anywhere with Macy, I like.
Yeah. Well, because Macy loves you now.
But she loves everyone. She's three.
That's true. I don't know about that.
I don't know.
She bit a kid at school, apparently.
She didn't. Okay.
Anyway,
so that's what we're doing this weekend. We have a pretty busy weekend. So that's pretty much our episode.
So far. We'll be, like, updating this.
Definitely.
I'm sure.
Like, comment, go to our blog, follow us on Instagram.
Yeah,
we would love to
something.
Hear from you.
Yeah.
We would love any feedback at all about the podcast, about
Club Feet,
what we're talking about. Yeah, Club Feet, about the baby, about, like, Ryan would love to hear about some destiny from people.
Yeah, man. Hit me up.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it. This has gone pretty long, so sorry.
Not even.
Sorry,
this woman,
long.
I swear, people.
But
she thinks
I don't know if you've kept hearing like a weird buzzer. Like our laundry's done, so we're going to go fold some laundry.
Woohoo!
Have a good
night.
Get
that laundry done.
Bye.
Have a good night, guys. See ya.